You're listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. Podcaster Practice brings you expert-led independent medical education discussions, inspiring healthcare professionals to maximize their learning and make measurable changes in their own clinical practice. You're listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. Podcaster Practice brings you expert-led independent medical education discussions, inspiring healthcare professionals to maximize their learning and make measurable changes in their own clinical practice.
There was always a lot of speculation, what is the basis for sleep disruption as a risk for dementia, because several studies show that people who don't sleep well, they have a higher risk of developing dementia later on. And these studies brought a lot of responses for us. One of them is that people who have obstructions and sleep apnea, like people that start to snore because their muscles in their neck change a little bit as we age, they have less oxygen, and they will have a higher risk for dementia, because when we are sleeping in the deepest part of sleep is when our brain gets rid of all the trash that accumulates during the day. So if it doesn't happen, it accumulates. But more recent research is also showing that this is not all. When we think on dementia, and the most common type of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, we think in accumulation of two proteins, amyloid and tau. And tau protein happens to develop first in our brain, in the very neurons that control our sleep. So it means that for these people, this early accumulation of tau that will lead later on to dementia and Alzheimer's disease will cause sleep problems, meaning that this is not exactly a risk factor, but already part of the syndrome or the symptoms that we see when people start to accumulate Alzheimer's disease in the brain. Sleep or bad sleep can be very subjective. Someone may think that he or she is sleeping well or right, but actually, the only way to really measure this is to do some test that we hook some sort of machine that can measure our brain waves, either EEG or polysomnography. So in polysomnography, people that have or will have dementia due to Alzheimer's disease, they start to show what we call fragmentation. Instead of staying awake during the day and then sleeping well for several hours during the night without interruptions, they actually start having a lot of interruptions during the night. They wake up several times, and then during the day, they also feel tired at certain periods. They need to nap or they need to take a break, that it's different than what they had before when they were younger. So these are some of the risk factors that call attention for something going wrong with the sleep network in the brain that might be a risk for Alzheimer's disease, but it needs to be investigated. It's not for everybody. Good sleep is good for everybody, right? Because even one night of bad sleep can change it, can change our mood, can change our attention. The question is, given all these studies showing that bad sleep for a long time is a risk factor for dementia, should we try to intervene more aggressively in bad sleep to advert dementia in the future? And this is a great question that several researchers are trying to understand. Now, this research is going on and it will take some time, so we don't have the answer for this question, at least for humans. But we do have some evidence from animal models, from rodents, that yes, if you modify sleep, you can modify the amount of these pathological proteins that accumulate in the brain, so probably it can advert or it can delay dementia.
Thank you for listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. For more information on our educational programs available, visit ime.springerhealthcare.com.